It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Friday, February 27th. I'm Patricia Naft. This week, Governor John Hickenlooper announced a new campaign seeking to reduce drug abuse and misuse in Colorado. KVNF's Laura Pomisano has more.
In partnership with the University of Colorado, the state has launched its Take Med Seriously campaign. Robert Valick, a professor of pharmacy at CU, is part of a statewide consortium created by the governor to address prescription drug abuse in Colorado.
We say safe use, safe storage, safe disposal, and that's what our public awareness campaign is all about.
Valick calls prescription drug abuse a serious public health problem.
Every year, in the neighborhood of 300 Coloradoans die from prescription painkiller overdoses.
For more information on the campaign, visit TakeMedSeriously.org. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
After 5 months of meetings, the work of Governor John Hickenlooper's Oil and Gas Task Force is getting mixed reviews from lawmakers at the state capitol. Democrats say the 21-member group didn't go far enough and essentially failed in its duty. But some Republicans are just fine with the way things turned out. Benta Berkland has more.
Governor John Hickenlooper created the task force last August to avoid a fracking fight at the ballot box and to keep two anti-oil and gas measures from reaching voters. And now that group of individuals from the industry to environmentalists has backed 9 recommendations, such as adding more well inspectors and trying to reduce truck traffic.
What they were charged to come with, up with the strong community protections, they got an F+. They're talking about how it was really a B. It's not.
Democratic Representative Matt Jones is from Longmont. He says individual cities and towns should be allowed to regulate industrial activities such as oil and gas drilling. He says the lack of resolution from the task force only lends more unrest to the fracking debate.
People have the right to have strong safeguards at local government level, just like they do every other activity. It's just basically the status quo, and that's very unfortunate.
Democratic Representative Mike Foote of Lafayette says no local control recommendation means any decision on fracking will likely happen outside of the state legislature and at the ballot box in 2016.
There's a lot of folks that want to have a say in what happens in their backyard. And right now, they don't feel like they have that say at the state level.
Foote says he's considering introducing a bill this session to change the mission of the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, which oversees the industry. He wants to define their charge as regulating rather than fostering development of oil and gas. That's a proposal that didn't get enough votes from the task force to move forward.
As it turned out, it was only one vote shy of getting the 2/3 necessary. I still think that that's a good idea. It could be something that could help us keep the conversation going.
Republican Representative Don Corum of Montreal was never in favor of the task force in the first place. He hoped voters would have had their say last November.
I'm personally very disappointed that it didn't go the last time. I think that was an issue that would have been settled, and we could move on to some things that we can actually do something about.
But even with calls for an outright statewide ban on fracking, Corum doesn't believe that has widespread support.
The oil and gas industry is a driver of our economy in Colorado, and if that were to go away, our education system will suffer, our roads and transportation. Colorado has probably the toughest oil and gas industry standards in the nation. You know, let's give them a chance to work.
Republican Senator Jerry Sonnenberg of Sterling worries possible ballot initiatives will only bring further instability to an industry already battered by low oil prices.
There will always be those people that do not want to be energy independent and would rather buy our energy from overseas from people that want to kill us.
As for legislation making it through the State House, Sonnenberg doesn't think any local control measures for energy development would stand a chance this session, especially when the task force couldn't get enough votes to move the idea forward.
A task force that I thought may be anti-oil and gas production can't find a problem to send a solution to the legislature. I think their work is done. They did what they needed to do. I don't see any need to move forward.
For his part, Governor John Hickenlooper praised the task force for making undeniable progress. He went on to add that Colorado has addressed tough issues to balance quality of life with an important and thriving industry. The final set of recommendations will be delivered to the governor on Friday. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Earlier this week, we reported on a move the Delta Montrose Electric Association made to try to get around their contract with Tri-State. DMEA is locked in right now at a 5% cap on power not supplied from Tri-State, small local sources, usually green energy. The issue came to a head when a company approached DMEA wishing to build a hydroelectric plant, but DMEA is already maxed out. Contractually, they won't be able to buy that hydropower. A law from the 1970s, though, mandates that utilities buy cheap electricity if it's nearby. DMEA has put in a request to the regulatory agency to see if that law would apply to them. This week, DMEA met with Tri-State to see if they could come to some kind of agreement and bypass this whole issue. Talks apparently broke down, though, and now DMEA is asking people to write to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to support its petition. The comment period runs out March 11th. February is National Therapeutic Recreation Month. Volunteers of America has therapeutic recreation programs for seniors in Montrose and Delta counties. KVNF's Laura Pomisano speaks with Ann Johnson, a therapeutic specialist who oversees the program.
What is therapeutic recreation?
Therapeutic recreation is the practice of using a wide variety of activities and interventions that improve a person's physical, emotional, cognitive, social, and leisure skills. We serve a wide variety of people, different abilities, ages, and we focus on their past, present, and future leisure lifestyle.
And you yourself are a therapeutic recreation specialist for Volunteers of America. Can you tell me what you do?
As the therapeutic recreation manager for our programs, and we have a program Montrose Eckerd as well as in Paonia 2 days a week, my job is to oversee the therapeutic recreation activities that we schedule and facilitate for the 257 seniors in our program. It's really important to emphasize, too, that the activities that we do are not diversional in nature. They're goal-directed and goal-driven and provide just a sense of dignity and a sense of adventure for our seniors.
What age groups do you serve?
The seniors in our program range in ages from 55 to 101, and that is part of the enrollment qualifications, is a person needs to be 55 years or older.
What's unique about Volunteers of America's therapeutic recreation program?
I think our therapeutic recreation program is designed to increase people's independence, promote their self-esteem, their health and wellness, and develop some skills that carry over into the community. We really try to think outside the box when we're creating programs for our seniors. So we take a look at some pretty non-traditional activities, such as ballroom dancing, photography, shooting pool. We do a lot of outdoor walking tours, visiting museums. We've done a Jeep tour up in the San Juans, or even flying in an airplane. So we really emphasize that our seniors are lifelong learners, and they still have the desire and the interest to be engaged in stimulating activities regardless of their age.
That was KVNF's Laura Pomisano speaking to Ann Johnson, a therapeutic recreation specialist for Volunteers of America. She oversees the organization's therapeutic recreation program in Montrose, Eckerd, and Paonia. Stay tuned for Western Slope Skies, followed by the Feel Good Friday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.